There's really an exciting event happening on the campus of York Prep Academy, York Preparatory Academy. It's called the Futures and Focus Conference. It's going to take place on March the 5th. We have Ryan Bridges joining us here. He's the Director of Operations over there at York Prep. Good morning to you, Ryan.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Yeah,
great.
Good morning.
Ryan, was this the thing I went to a couple years ago myself?
Yes, okay. You actually participated in the inaugural event.
Oh,
yes.
look at you.
You were.
Look at you.
Is my picture framed in the lobby?
No,
we retired you shortly after your session.
Thank you. I had that much star power. But I do remember this.
Yes.
All right. So it has grown every year since.
It has, yes.
So what's the focus, no pun intended, of that event? I know what I was there to do, but.
Yeah. No, the title is exactly what it is. It's a Futures and Focus Conference. It's meant for our juniors and seniors to come in and spend a full day doing a professional conference. They do breakfast in the morning. They do a full registration. We give them badges. They go to sessions with lots of community speakers, as you were one the first year, to talk about different parts of careers. They talk about the military. We have Atrium coming. We have Founders Federal. We have independent businessmen that come. And so they have all of these sessions that they get to take part in. And then we do a keynote luncheon that's provided by a full-on catering service. A phenomenal lunch that has a keynote speaker. It's a full day of activities at the school. This is year three for it, and I think you're right. I think from the first year to now, it has just continued to grow.
And I think what's so great about this program is if you've been listening for a while, most people know that I spent a lot of time out at York Prep and loved my time there. And part of the motto there used to be, and I'm assuming that it still is. If it's not, you can correct me, but it's a K-12 campus. So there's a big tree that's on campus, and it's kind of a roots to bloom. So they follow the child all the way through. And I think what's so great about this focus is that you've worked with the child on getting them ready for all of the major milestones, and now you're ready to kind of, you know, along with their parents or their families, to turn them loose, but you're still focused on figuring out what that next jump is for them. And I think it's kind of just like the cherry on top for really what your school says they're going to do K-12.
It absolutely is. And I think we were just talking about our own kids that are getting ready to graduate.
Yes.
It's really just more of a support system for families who are like us, just waiting for our children to make decisions about life and career. And this can kind of help
because
them
because we can't make those decisions for them anymore.
We cannot. And they won't let us.
Yeah, they won't.
But it really gives them an opportunity to find out what's out there. And starting in their junior year was a really important piece for us because it gives them this year and next year to participate in this conference. So what happens is they'll take four sessions this year, and then next year they can choose four more sessions, and they are required to do a financial literacy session as well,
huge.
Because we think that's a huge part of when they go out into the real world, like how to manage their money. So we all require them to do that as well. But I absolutely agree, because we both have kids that are getting ready to graduate, and it's a process, and it is a long process, and we're getting into March next week, and our kids don't know what they want to do or where they want to go, so we hope this conference will help them with that as well.
Well, it's interesting because when we were in school, we're around the same age, you would have like a career fair, and it would be folks just standing at a table, and they would give you information. It was fine at the time, but times have changed now. People want interaction. They want to see. They want to do. They want to touch. They want to feel. And you're making your first impression as a junior in high school to maybe potentially work one day, maybe an intern when you're in high school, an apprenticeship. So the concept of a career fair has evolved to an event like this, where it's a full-blown conference where kids just don't go during their lunch break to go. It's their full day. They have time to focus and really dive in to some professions that they want to do. They go to it and realize, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me if I'm in journalism, I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning? I just thought you're ready at 7 o'clock to go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's walking through all that stuff, which is going to be such a benefit to these young people for sure.
It's phenomenal. I think the way you're describing it in education, we would call it going from static to dynamic, right?
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
When you
go
to a fair, it's very static. Mm-hmm. You know, you got the tables, and we still do those with educator fairs a lot of times. You set up our table and people come to us.
Because they do serve a purpose at a certain point.
Absolutely.
But for something like this, if you're really trying
to expose kids to a
profession.
And it makes it dynamic because they do get to choose. And I think one of the things that's evolved over the time is the things that we've added to it. This year is the first year we actually have a nonprofit vendor fair within the conference. We're going to set it up over in the student union. So when the students come over for their keynote luncheon, after the luncheon, there's about an hour where we have a person that does headshots for them. that'll help them with the career and professional stuff. And then also at the time, they're going to be able to come over and go through at least 10 tables of nonprofit career fairs where we're going to have nonprofits on campus so they can see that side of the world as well. Because we do have a lot of kids that want to serve and they want to serve the community. And I mean, to go along with all the different things that we do, I walked in the middle school just 2 days ago and I just tripped over all of the teddy bears and stuffed animal drive. And I'm like, well, I hope y'all are doing a drive because there's like 800 of them. Yeah, right now. Okay.
And what's so great about that too, I think is so special is that, you know, you're saying, hey, you're going to have these jobs and you might not have enough money to give to that nonprofit, but here's what's available and you can go sit on their boards and you can go volunteer with them because now that you are a part of a community, it's important to be immersed in that community, not just at your at the way you you know, provide for your family, but to really immerse yourself in that community. And y'all have always done a great job at York Prep.
Ryan, too, what kind of professions are part of it? Because I guess every year you want to try to have different ones because I haven't been invited back since the first year. But no, I know you want to spread the love.
Yes. And you're more scheduling than anything.
Yeah, very mindful of my hectic schedule, so I appreciate it. But what? So the careers, I assume, there probably is a little bit of bleed over from year to year. But for the most part, you probably want to get new ideas and new people in because there are new jobs and new companies always coming into this community.
It's a good mix. We have a pathways coordinator, Julie Watts, who does a phenomenal job setting up all the session speakers. And so in her mind, when she makes a list out, I feel like she has ideas for what she wants to bring in. And whether that be the same person or the same company or a different person from the same company, just having the new voices and the new ideas that come in. Yeah. So we might have had Atrium for three straight years, but we might have two or three different speakers from Atrium.
Yeah.
Like I know, you know, we have like people from the banks and we have people from construction. We have people from military. We have people who are in architecture. And so I think as she makes those lists every year, she does a phenomenal job, like you said, of bringing back the speakers that obviously want to come every year. I know Watts Huckabee, one of our county councilmen, has been every single year.
Yeah, he's great.
Big supporter of the school, does a phenomenal job with the sessions. Craig Craze, one of our board members, is an owner of his own company, businessman, entrepreneur. You know, he comes. And I think if you sit in their sessions just to hear their ideas and where they came from, too. I mean, just, you know, it's really a boots on the ground conversation that the kids go, wow, like, well, if he did it, maybe I can do it.
It's not always easy.
It is not. Yeah. It is not. And these, like I said, these are not people that are coming in going like, you know, you can't get to this point. Like everybody we bring in, we're like, if you want to do this, they're giving you the tools and the steps to be able to do that. Plus, like you said, the connections. You know, if you're interested in this profession, you can talk to them afterwards. You can get a business card. You can set up an internship. Like you can do all of those things. And again, it's all in a one-day conference.
So it's probably too late, I assume, at this point, because the conference is on March the 5th. It's on the campus of York Prep Academy on March the 5th. For folks who are hearing this and say, this is something I really want to get my business involved in, is it too late? And if it is, just put a note in the calendar for next year?
Yes.
Is that it? Okay.
Yes. Tell them to put a note in the calendar and they can email us directly. We're more than happy to support them. Plus, we do events all throughout the year. So whether you actually come and take part in this conference, we've had, so one of my new things is working with business partnerships. And I've been working with business partners who may not have made the cutoff to get on the sponsor banner for this, but we have other events coming up. Like we have an elementary STEAM night. We actually have a mix and mingle teacher hiring event that's happening next week. You know, we have events that go all the way throughout the year, and we were just laughing. We started facility rentals. Just last week was our very first facility rental at the school, and I was smart enough to host the South Carolina Dance Association's state competition, which involved about 500 dancers, about 2,000 or 3,000 people, and it was our very first one. And so we were like, "Well, go big or go home."
That's right. That's right.
This is what we hear. We hear lots of tourism dollars spent right here in York County. And not at some other performing arts center throughout the state of South Carolina. So kudos to y'all. So, okay. So they've got an opportunity if you want to work there at York Prep in general. They've got, when is that event?
The Mix and Mingle is next Thursday as well. So during the day is our all-day conference. From 4 to 6 p.m. that night, we're hosting a Mix and Mingle at Burgers and Barley. We're looking for certified teachers. So if you're a certified teacher who's looking for a change, come out. You can meet our administrators. They'll be doing interviews, very informal, obviously. We're going to be on the back patio at Burgers and Barley. We're going to have apps available for them. Again, another way of being a dynamic event where you can come in and meet people. And if you're looking for a change, come in and meet our administrators. The best part about working at YPA that I always say is we can hire on site.
So that's on Thursday, March the 5th in the evening hours.
Yep, 4 to 6.
And then you started with rentals there. Yes. So if you've got an event or looking at space, give them a call. That might could be just variety is the spice of life.
That is right.
For sure. Mm-hmm. All right. Ryan Bridges is the director of operations over there at York Preparatory Academy. They got their Futures in Focus happening on March the 5th. Kudos and congratulations to those who are listening who will be out there. Job well done, Ryan, really, with the school helping to expose these young people to careers that are right here at home. We want them to go to school wherever they go to school, hopefully local. But if not, they come back home and they're employed and they give back into a community that helped to raise them.
Absolutely.